Welcome to David Shirey. He is retiring after 40 years in the ministry, eight of those last years as senior minister at Central Christian Church in downtown Lexington. Welcome.
Thank you, Sam.
Tell us first about this historic church and today's congregation.
Sam, Central Christian here in Lexington was founded in 1816 by a man named Barton Warren Stone, who was a pastor out in Bourbon County, east of Paris, at a congregation called the Cane Ridge Presbyterian Church. And there was a great revival there in the early 1800s, 1801. And from that, Barton Stone came away desiring to work for the unity of the church and really of all creation. He had a heart for reuniting and healing and reconciling. In 1816, he came to Lexington and founded what then was known as the Hill Street Christian Church, whose first building was within a stone's throw of where Rupp Arena is right now, over on High Street. And then in the 1840s, the growing congregation moved to Main Street in Lexington, near Martin Luther King, where the police department is currently located. There's a historic sign there for the Main Street Church. And our current church building was built in 1896 at the corner of East Short and Martin Luther King and became Central Christian Church. So 206 years, and the congregation continues to thrive, to be of service in this location. That decision has been made numerous times to stay downtown. I call it the corner of commerce and need, where we can serve all God's people, and we do. This is a 24/7 congregation that serves people throughout the week who come here for various needs, and then on Sunday morning to worship God and to equip and motivate ourselves to continue that ministry well beyond our walls the rest of the week.
How welcoming is this church to people of all shapes and sizes, colors and backgrounds?
Well, this congregation developed what we call our welcome statement, welcome. We welcome you regardless of your income, your ethnicity, your race, your sexual orientation, whether you're a believer or a seeker, we welcome you here. So this is a congregation that, because it's the way we understand Jesus Christ, whose arms were open and whose ministry reached out to all, has tried to emulate that by welcoming everybody.
Why was this the right time to step aside, to retire?
Oh, Sam. Well, I realized a few years ago, as I was imagining when I would retire, that 2022 would be the 50th anniversary of my baptism, which took place at Central Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Warren, Ohio, on Palm Sunday in 1972. It would be the 40th anniversary of my beginning congregational ministry. August 1st of this year completes 40 years of congregational ministry that began at the Carthage Christian Church in Carthage, Tennessee, 60 miles east of Nashville, where I was a 22-year-old student at Vanderbilt Divinity School. Congregation of about 30 people, if I counted every single person I could count. So the end of 50 years of baptism, 40 years of ministry, and 20 years, the past 20 years exactly, have been split between starting a new church from scratch in Phoenix, Arizona, and serving what is one of our oldest churches in our larger church family, the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. And so 50, 40, 20, and of course 40 being such a great biblical number, I just thought it's time to wrap it up and put a bow on it and give thanks for the incredible privilege it's been to be a pastor.
In a message to your congregation, you said you used to think of ministry as a marathon, but you have changed your mind on that.
I had an epiphany that came to me. David, you're a distance runner. You've been a runner your whole life. You think of things in that capacity, and you know that once you start running, you can keep going and going and going. You think of ministry as a marathon. And you just keep going, even if you have to crawl over the finish line on your knees. But the whisper of the Spirit, Sam, was, David, it's not a marathon. It's a relay race. You received the baton from generations of faithful pastors who went before you. Your responsibility in a relay race is to run your leg as fast and hard as you can so that you can hand off to the next person at as close to top speed as possible. You are not serving the team well if you have to walk to the finish line. You're not serving the team well if they have to come back and pick you up and drag you to the finish line. Somebody said it's better that they ask why did he retire than why don't he retire. So I decided, you know what? That is a wonderful insight. And I looked at myself and I said, my goal is to finish well my leg here at Central. And this year is for me with the 50 years, 40 years, 20 years. Time to hand off.
I'm talking to David Shirey, the retiring senior minister of Central Christian Church in downtown Lexington. COVID changed things for most people in this country and around the world. What about this church and what you do here? How big of a challenge was COVID?
Well, Sam, all of us that are pastors will say we never had a class in seminary about how to serve during a global pandemic. We never learned that lesson. And so this was, as with the rest of our nation and this world, trying to figure out how to do it as we went along. And so, you know, first it became an issue of how do we do church when we can't be together for church? And of course, that led us to explore the ways we could use social media to do our worship services. Thank goodness we have a talented man that grew up in this church, Chris Teasdale, who has been responsible for developing our online worship services, online meetings. Zoom has been a wonderful gift to many of us. But finding a way to do worship without being able to be together was the first challenge. And I spent, you know, a year and a half preaching to a cell phone camera. But I learned during that I have an important voice. And my people, though I could not see them, were telling me week in and week out, we're with you. We recognize that we're joined by the Spirit in cyberspace, if you will, and we need words of assurance, of comfort, of interpretation. Help us to understand what's going on because, as we recognize, COVID was joined as well with the racial injustices that we were trying to address as a nation. My people wanted to hear me talk about that and how we can address it with justice and with care and dignity. So I learned about the importance of my voice. I learned the importance of scripture. I learned the importance of social media used well. You know, this is brand new times for us. The Gutenberg, the printing press led to massive changes in this world, politically and religiously and personally. We're still in the infancy of learning what the social media revolution is going to mean, Sam. And, you know, it also showed me during the COVID years how the resources of our faith really can support and sustain us, give us a measure of equanimity and courage and calm in the midst of crisis. I've had a dictum that I've lived by for a long time, Sam, that I've said, if I'm friended up, read up, run up, and prayed up, I'm up for anything. And I said throughout this pandemic, so that I could be a pastor to my people and a responsible citizen of our city, if I can continue to be in touch with my friends, if I can continue to read widely and carefully, if I can continue to exercise and to pray, I'll be up for this. And I have found that those things were enough.
You are married to Jenny, a musician and teacher, among other things. You have three children. What does this change in your life mean to you and your family?
Well, Sam, I couldn't have had this ministry had Jenny not been the minister that she is in her own right. I mean, we've all heard that stuff about behind every man. Let's stop that stuff. Next to this man, this pastor, is another pastor, and that's my wife, who loves the church, loves reaching out and serving selflessly, has gifts in music and in education and has poured herself out next to me. She has said, this is going to be different because you and I together have lived our lives in marriage almost exactly 40 years. I met her just as I was beginning my ministry 40 years ago. We're going to be doing things differently, but we both have said, you never retire from following Jesus Christ. And so just as Jenny has walked with me through these years and given herself to the things that she's gifted for, we will find out how we can do that together. Our children, I told them at Christmas time, Sam, I had a little family meeting. I have children in Arizona, Chicago, and Columbia, Missouri. I said, I'm going to retire this year. And they said, oh, Dad, we thought you'd just keep on going forever and we'd have to sort of drag you away. And so I told them the relay versus marathon image, and they said, that's great. You know, we hope you and Mom are just going to continue to enjoy doing life together. So they're all supportive, and Jenny and I are looking forward to what the next opportunities are. Not in full-time ministry, Sam, but just in living out our faith in service of others and in ways that bless God.
David Shirey, thank you, and good luck to you and your family and your retirement and your next steps.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your work and your journalism and the chance to sit down and talk with you.
For WEKU and Eastern Standard, this is Sam Dick reporting in Lexington.